You're listening to the show about cake holes and shape sorting toys. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen. And I have the sharpest sweet tooth.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I don't know how to do anything, and it's embarrassing. I don't know how to use any technology, like, whatsoever, because I break
it. It's because you've got me.
I know.
I've made you techno-dumb. But also you break technology.
That's true. But I, well, and it's not even like through dropping. It's like there's an invisible force field around
me. Yeah. You're like the sheriff in Fargo season 3.
Yes, I am very much.
Except she doesn't break things. They just don't see her.
I don't, yeah. Well, I don't break
things.
Do you
know about sliders?
The sandwiches?
Yes, the show. Wait.
No, the street light interference people.
What?
They believe that they have a special force field or something that causes them to interfere with street lights. So like when they're walking down the street light will flicker.
I know this. Them.
I have one.
What are they called? Sliders?
Street light interference.
Yeah.
Durs.
SLI. Sliders.
Streetlight interference, durr. That's what they say to people all the time.
I can't remember if I looked it up because somebody, I think someone must have told me that
interference phenomenon.
Because like I have this thing where lights will flicker and I'm like, did that light just flicker? But it's probably coincidental. But like there's a whole thing around it.
I've watched enough Ghost Adventures with Zach Bagan to know that it's probably ghosts, and you probably should get an EVP reader, get yourself a spirit box, yep. See if you can hear them talking to you. This is what you have to do.
Yes. Tobin Spirit Guide.
Order an EVP reader. Done.
Why didn't it work? I didn't hear her confirm. Because
she's
the
a slider.
Yes, it interferes with the fact that I don't have an Alexa.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
All right, I was hoping yours would pick it up.
No, ours is not even in this room. But the only person that needs to
talk.
And also,
we changed the wake word because KT was worried that our kids would learn bad things from personifying a robot.
No, it wasn't about the kids. It was me. I was irritated with Amazon trying to influence me and treat it like a person. It's not a fucking person. It's a fucking robot. And it needs to obey my commands and it never listens to my voice. Guys, I will in real life.
Abigail.
Hi.
How might someone who just met you sum you up?
What?
Why?
Are you friendly or dangerous? Polite or blunt?
What's happening?
I think, are you
fun
loving?
Are you filling out an online quiz?
You're friendly.
Out an online quiz.
I think you're friendly. You're invited to a party.
Are you doing?
You see any point in drunken orgies of excess?
Oh my goodness.
You only have eyes for your date? Or do you get plastered and stumble home with a lampshade on your head?
Yes.
Did you find this on Urban Dictionary? What are you looking
at? No, I'm trying to figure out what kind of slider you are.
Which slider are you?
I think when you're invited to a party, you have too much work to do.
I'm a 100% Angus. All you're beef slider.
You're the life of the party. Okay, let's not say that. Let's see. Happiness is...
Happiness?
I don't know. I don't know, Abigail.
Candy! It's
a warm gun. That's what I'm picking.
Things.
A warm
happiness!
Gun.
Yeah.
Are there too many questions? I can't possibly...
That's a pretty long quiz.
Yeah.
With a lot of questions.
Whoa, aliens. What is that? A book?
It's a notebook. It's a pamphlet she got from the aliens.
Clearly you're a cleric or a healer. Yeah, in fantasy RPG, your character would be. What would your character be?
Tell me.
Rafina.
I don't know. A scholar? A warrior princess? No, a cleric, of course.
Yes.
Duh.
Duh.
I can answer this ideal partner question, I think.
Duh.
I'm going to look up this.
Anyway, please carry on. I'll figure out what kind
phenomenon
of slider
later, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. Like, keep
I love
us posted.
Paranormal shit. It's awesome.
But all this being said,
I love it.
You should watch the Fargo TV show, all the seasons.
Yeah, it's well, it was good until
fuck you,
that,
they're all good.
Well, you know what? You don't. Your opinion is dumb.
They're brilliant.
Look, oh yay!
And beautiful.
What is your opinion?
Yeah, but also the show.
It's really good, but then it's
great.
It's no, then it's not great.
You're
oh,
wrong.
Well,
oh my,
we're in jail.
Yeah, we are in jail. DM can't take over.
Play
He's
the
too
song,
nervous,
but
you guys.
I can't because my soundboard won't load.
Really? That's
really
sucks.
Still.
No, it's just not working.
It just won't even open.
If I have, if I would have to do anything, I'd have to restart the whole computer. Is it worth restarting the whole computer to have my soundboard?
No, it is 9 o'clock. Beady 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 Everyone's got to do their own version of it. That's how we have to start this session.
Just doesn't feel the same. Do I have anything that makes sound?
Even when the other one plays, that's what Abby hears in her head. Other sounds do not apply. What's going on, babe? Guys, we're going to watch an episode of...
Who wants to be a slider?
Who wants to be a paranormal investigator? Me!
Me.
Get your crap off of me.
I have no room. Look at the amount of room you have, good sir. We're
room.
Sharing a tiny table.
Tiny
anyway.
Table.
Tiny table. Hold me
so
closer.
Here's what I say. I say previously on Pork Fried Dice.
All right. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Right. Yes. Woohoo.
It's Denise's
I
fucking
forgot.
Red.
Denise is
doing no, don't get, yeah. Don't get excited because I think this is terrible.
Okay. Awesome.
But I'm going with it.
We're just
whatever.
Excited we're not doing it.
Do it live.
We're doing okay. It live.
Yeah, because I took McPuffy pants to the vet today to get groomed. Mm-hmm. I decided to write the recap as told by Gwen's cat Cowell.
Oh, yay! That's awesome. Yay!
And this is probably really lame, but just bear with me. Chad said it was good. So, okay.
Oh no.
It's like, okay, I think I hear all the yelling done. I think I can come out. Yep, I hear Gwen calling me. All right.
Aww.
Ooh, she looks sad. I better rub on her legs a little bit. Try not to trip her, though.
Aww.
That man who changes how he looks all the time but smells the same is just freaking out. He's trying to get everyone to leave. Whatever, I can't be bothered with this. Gwen's not leaving.
Aww.
My butt kind of itches. I should probably lick it. Oh, that's weird. Mister, I can't look the same for 2 minutes. Made everyone look different. Wait. Oh, okay. I'm still okay. All right. You know, speaking of that, I don't know if Gwen fed me today.
Aww.
I am a little bit hungry. But what? These people are crazy. Now that green dragonborn in the armor is trying to climb up the outside wall of the store, I should show that turtle how to climb. But I don't know. I'm feeling a little bit tired because I think I only slept like 14 hours today. Oh, Gwen and Will both tried to cast Dimension Door. Yeah, I'm a cat, but I can sense stuff like this.
Ooh.
Cat thing. It's like Gwen and Will understood each other without speaking. Where were they going to go? And was I going too? Ooh, maybe to get me some treats because I don't think I was fed today. But we're still here. Doesn't look like that worked.
Uh-oh.
Doesn't look like any magic is working. Everyone looks normal again. I'm still a cat. wait, who are all these other people coming in and wrecking everything?
Mm-hmm.
I'm better sit close to Gwen. Wait, arrested? Now they're treating everyone like cat burglars?
Oh.
Okay. Now
she belongs on Pork Fried Dice. Yeah.
As a feline, I don't understand a lot of words, but it seems like they're being charged with a lot of things. The scroll the lieutenant had was longer than those CVS receipts that I really like to play with. Like chew on them and chase them, but whatever. Ooh, Gwen seems kind of sad, so I probably should rub on her a little bit, maybe purr. Maybe that'll stop the waterworks. It really makes my fur get matted when she cries. Oh, wait. wait, why are we at tomorrow today again?
Uh-oh.
What? We're here? They're taking us downstairs? Ooh, downstairs, like basement level, there could be mice. Okay, I haven't eaten. Nice to have a mouse. Maybe this isn't going to be so bad. I'll keep an eye out. Oh, weird. That arch thing, it's talking as each person walks through it. But it was silent when that little sweet-smelling small one walked through. That's weird. But ooh, I do think I see a mouse over there. But wait, why are they putting us in here? This room that they put Gwen and I in is smaller than her house, and I see no kibble, I see no treats, this is no good. Where's everyone else? Why did they separate us? Well, at least I'm with Gwen, and I probably could get a few, like, 10 more hours of sleep in here, so. Oh, shit, she's gonna cry again. There goes my fur.
Oh my god, is that it? That's amazing!
That's it.
That was, like, a creative writing exercise, like in AP writing when I took AP writing. That's like feels like something that is like
what a humble brag.
That's so good. No. I mean, like, it's really fun. Like, what a good assignment to give you. That's such a creative way of doing that. I love it. That's awesome. I love it.
No, I didn't know how to. I just had like writer's block, and my friend Pete's like, well, why don't you write it like in like from an NPC point of view?
Yeah.
I was like,
oh, that's so awesome. That's the perfect NPC to choose. That's so awesome.
Also, today I learned Rafina is sweet smelling.
Yeah.
It's ode to powdered sugar.
Well, to a cat. I mean, I don't know what's sweet smelling to a cat.
Oh, well, that's true.
Oh, rat. Guess.
Could be sardines.
Yeah.
Sardines.
Yeah, I feel like with Rafina, it's a toss up. Like, I think it varies.
That's yeah, true. It's candied sardines.
Sardine cotton candy.
Yeah.
Oh. That's appropriate.
Nothing like salt to spicing up your cotton candy.
Spicing it up. We're making up words. Eric is very nervous, you guys. He's been writing so much this week. Spicing. And I don't know what's
He's
going on.
He's nervous?
Yes. And we're all arrested. So
he can hide his hat under his hat.
But I have a plan.
I never really thought of like a breaking out plan, just a way to avoid blame. That's all I'm trying to do. Let's see if it works. Oh, goodness.
Remind me, we're all in different cells or some of us are together?
Yes. Well, you so, have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So first, I wanted to tie up some loose ends that I neglected to tie up when we were playing last time. So. Okay. On the way to the Tomorrow Today office, I wanted to note, this was not hidden or anything, you would have noticed if you were paying attention, that both Will's thief kid as well as Alistair were both released on your way to the office. Okay. So they weren't taken downstairs with you.
Okay.
I didn't mention this, but your possessions were taken from you.
Except for the weapons, though. You said our weapons were not taken.
Yes, your weapons were left, as I said, for some reason.
Wait, I don't have any weapons. I have a billy club. Does that count? Or, I mean, it's, is
I
that,
I mean, where do you
I have
keep it?
It?
Yeah.
Probably if I had been walking around, it would have been in my bag.
Yeah, they just basically just took your bags.
Great.
My bag of candy was taken?
Do I have the stuff that's on me, though? Anything that I would have had in my pockets I have? Or did they empty
my
pockets?
Well, they didn't. I put this specifically in my notes. They did no body cavity searches.
Yeah, but does a pocket count as a body cavity?
It depends on which pocket.
Oh, you!
Your butt pocket.
Is it the pocket that's in quotation marks?
Oh God! For real?
That's what you call your butt cheeks?
Did
quotation
they
marks.
Did they take my pocket stuff?
What's in your pockets?
My money and stuff. I mean, I would have to look at my list, but yes.
You mean that 2-page list that you have?
Yes, I assembled it. I was working on it. I don't know where. I have a machine gun. It says it right here.
A Tommy gun. A tomorrow gun.
You could go on, and I guess I could just mark off what I'd have in my pocket.
That's fine. So, yeah. And then it was made clear to me that I didn't really paint a good picture of what this facility looks like. And it's very, I would say, good words to describe it are clean and sterile. Mm-hmm. It's like white stone walls and metal doors.
Terrible.
That is what I pictured.
I think I did mention this a few times. There's the fluorescent green lighting that is crafted from the bioluminescent lichen.
This does
lichen.
Not make any of us look good, you guys. Will is very upset.
Bathwick looks fine.
Gwen always looks good.
Yeah. I am positively glowing.
Two dragonborn looking so good. Yeah, I like look. We passed some reflective surface. I look so miserable. I'm like, oh, we all look Gwen and Bathwick are just magnificent. Oh my god. Oh yes, they are the leaders. My goodness, I give up.
Oh, I think I'm in love.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool.
And then I did want to ask, because I feel like we all just kind of shuffled in and that was it, but you weren't gagged or anything like that. So if there was anything you would want to say or do before you're all shunted into your own cells, you certainly can, if there was something you feel like you would have beforehand.
Well, can I just ask a question out of character, just something Gwen would know?
Okay.
Okay, so... are these people that took them down here, is this what she would understand to be the police or law and order on Waterside?
Bum bum. the people, like the group, yeah. I mean, they look like the Tomorrow Today or the front side militia, the town guard. Yes.
And there it wasn't just militia, though. That person was also militia, like the inspector or something? What was he?
Well, you were told that you would have a meeting or a audience with the inspector.
So whoever, I thought there was a guy that was there that was important. No,
there was, yeah. He was the one that read off your
Carmen
your
Miranda rights.
Yeah, exactly.
yes!
It was Reginald Humboldt, the lieutenant of the Morrow's Inlet City Constabulary.
Did Gwen recognize anyone as possible used-to-be customers at the Rolodex Rooney?
I don't know. I mean, how familiar did you get with your patrons?
Well, did she recognize anyone that she may have given a lap dance to while she worked there?
Maybe. Potentially.
Okay.
I will just again say, by the way, we're being expected by the president tomorrow morning. Have his people call our people.
The president.
Yep, the president.
The king, the paper owner. What is his title?
Krumpelmeyer.
Yes.
Boss, king, wizard. I don't know. I'm assuming he's a wizard of some kind.
Poobah. Yes, okay.
Emphasis on the poo. I just wanted to remind Will and Bathwack that your crowns are showing.
That is true.
You're both crowning.
Wait, let me get my
ruler.
Yeah, let me get that.
But yeah, as you're ushered in, to describe the cell, they're pretty small. There's a low cot on the left side of each of them. There's a chamber pot in the right rear corner, and they are windowless. The door is windowless.
Bathwack will be excited about the chamber pot.
Oh yeah, totally.
He's our toilet connoisseur.
And they're not like pitch black. They're lit with the same sort of green lighting that illuminates the rest of the hallway.
Okay, good. Pitch black. What the fuck? All right.
So, is there anything anybody would want to say? You don't get a response, Rafina, from your demands to ensure that your business appointments are considered.
I would have been, I mean, do I see everyone going into the rooms? Like, we're all putting put into the rooms at the same time. I would just say nothing.
They listened, apparently.
Good job, guys. Keep it up. Keep it up, I say, as the door goes, keep it up.
Say nothing now or later?
So are they? Are the doors, are they like bars? Mm-mm. Can we hear and see through them?
They're solid metal.
It's a solid wall.
Yeah.
I mean, solid metal. Oh, so we can't even hear.
Yeah, you're not in there yet. I mean, once you're in there, then we'll see.
Okay.
We can talk about more of the specifics.
Well, I have friends. I have friends, guys. I have friends.
Guys, I have friends.
I have a friend. I
Way to brag, Rafina! Door closes in my face again. They opened it just so I could say that.
Well, I have a friend. A spineless friend.
Stop it! That's mean! The door keeps opening as I'm clawing my way out. Stop it!
So, should I call my friend? No answer.
Yeah, I guess I'm in the room. If I go by what I just said.
Man, and I would play my door sound many, many times again. I did that last time, too, but I would have played it again, and I can't. Stupid soundboard.
That's
my perfect.
It's perfect.
No, you need to slow motion drag a brick across a brick, apparently.
Oh,
anyway.
Sorry.
With a tube and throat singer involved, yeah.
Guys, we should be in the sound making industry.
Oh my gosh, totally.
All of our middle names are Foley. All right. So Denise, what's your favorite skill on the character sheet? Just
what?
Out of character. Everybody, tell me what your favorite skill is on the character sheet.
I don't know how to answer. What's a skill?
What's a skill?
Pottery.
Not your character's favorite. What's your favorite?
That's an interesting question.
It is interesting.
Question.
Is that like the? I'm sorry. I'm going to be really stupid here because
the one that starts with acrobatics and ends with survival.
Yes. Okay. That's what I thought. My favorite skill, personally, is I'm reading through them. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. No. Everybody's reading and deciding.
Is this like a favorite skill to use as your character, or just if you had a favorite skill in life?
Question. No. Stop clarifying my questions.
You know that this is how I am.
I know, and I'm telling you to stop.
I'm that annoying kid
in class.
I'm the
DM right now, and I'm telling you to stop. Pick your favorite skill, KT.
mine is persuasion.
Eric? What?
Eric, I have a present for you.
You do?
I'm going to put it in the chat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Oh, in this chat.
There are so many different sounds of bricks. It's amazing. That's why I was smiling like crazy for the last minute. I was just like, play.
This one lasts for 7 minutes.
What is this?
Oh yeah, that one is City Ambiance, which is a little bit weird. But the rest of them are various bricks
so
impacting
many
on things.
Oh, that's such a it's good awesome present. That's like the perfect present.
Oh my god. It's almost my birthday month. This
yes,
is perfect.
It's true.
Oh, he's gonna cry.
Whoa. Somebody really wants to fuck up a lot of bricks and record it, you guys. This is like some kind of weird website of brick abuse.
Okay, Alex, that's the first page.
That's the first page.
That's
all right.
Great, yeah. We have so much material for the next time we get together and play Gloomhaven.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's called Brickhaven.
He's just trying to get some variety into our Gloomhaven night. Sorry.
Gloomhaven.
Quote unquote.
What is happening?
I know.
There's various single brick impact on cement.
Ah.
That's great. I'm going to like click ahead. Let's look at tab 5 here.
There's oh, that many?
Small brick slides slowly on concrete. Oh my gosh. It's like, so good. Bricks scraping on cement. Oh. You have to go to the fifth page.
All right.
We're never getting back on track, I tell you.
Oh, sorry.
It's over. It's over.
There you go. So many.
We're getting there.
You happy?
I'm happy. I'm waiting for you guys to pick your skills.
Wait, we're waiting for you.
Yes. Mine is persuasion.
Yeah, you
that's
said
mine.
That. That's
good. Mine's performance. Everyone has to start with P, by the way.
Oh, no.
But why are we picking one of you skills? I think I missed something.
Yeah, you clearly did.
You weren't
I
listening.
I didn't tell you why.
He was looking
he was
up
too
bricks.
Excited about
I want
bricks.
You, Alex, to pick your favorite skill.
Yeah, not Bat
on the character
Wax
sheet.
Alex.
Okay. Intimidation.
Okay.
Oh, my personally?
Yes, you personally, Alex.
Well, my favorite skill when I pick, I'll pick intimidation.
Okay. Pick.
All right. Well, if it's really my personal one,
yep.
The funny thing is, it's like the opposite of what Will is. It'd be animal handling.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Everybody, roll your favorite skill.
Oh God.
Oh dear.
If anyone wants to hear a brick hitting a sign, it's on page 5.
What kind of sign? Oh my God, I rolled a natural one! And it was already so bad. It's not a skill that Will even has. So I have a 2. 2 animal handling. Oh God. Like, is a horse gonna eat me or something weird? Like, is something weird gonna happen to me now?
Wait, why does it say, oh, there we go. Man, we all
roll your favorite terrible. Skill.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, Bathwack rolled well.
All right.
What a jerk.
That means Alex gets to go first.
Oh.
So the rest of you need to go away.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
I think for the purposes of this, you should probably have your own separate call so you're not just sitting there in limbo. Separate I think that call. How probably makes sense.
How do I do that?
What do you mean?
Do I have to download Discord. Something?
Whoa. Eric, the bottom of page 6, dragging a brick. That's pretty good.
All right.
Alex, he is trying to focus. What?
Discord.
Oh, this is inspirational. You have to get your own chat so that Eric and I can listen to brick sounds.
The rest of us are playing. There's just a brick party.
Alex,
going
do
on.
You think we could get in a session of Gloomhaven while they're waiting?
Okay. I'm unplugging just so it doesn't play through there.
Hello. Here we are. All right, let's set the mood. There we go. That's a good one. Stone, rock, or brick rubble debris falling with a dull crash. Okay. All right. So, Bathwack, you've been put in this cell along with your good friend, long lost but recently found, Captain Clockface. The door shuts behind you, and there you are, face to face, or I guess like waist to face, since he's pretty short and you're pretty tall.
I'm going to kneel down.
Okay.
Hey, where have you been? Are you okay?
He nods.
Did someone take you off the street?
He shakes his head and then kind of waggles his hand back and forth.
Oh, did you go somewhere?
He nods.
Do you have something to do?
He nods.
Oh. Huh. Are you, Yes and no questions make this kind of hard.
He he holds up his hands like parallel to each other, like his palms are up and down, facing each other.
Hands open, palms facing each other.
Yeah,
and then, like it looks like he's gesturing about a box or something.
Yeah, and then he shapes them like an hourglass.
Oh,
like he pulls them in and pulls them out.
Oh, it, time?
He shakes his head. And then he does a little dance in front of you, waggling his hips.
Did you go to the Rolodex of Rooney?
He nods vigorously.
were you meeting someone there? Did you have some errand to run, or?
He shakes his head.
No, you were just curious. Just wanted to go there.
He nods.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm glad you're safe, but how'd you end up here?
He yanks a thumb back out at the door and mimes, like, pulling out a sword. I don't know if you'd be able to tell, but I'm just telling you. Pulling out a sword from his sheath.
Okay, something like drawing a weapon or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you get in a fight?
He shakes his head.
No. Huh. Did someone else pull a weapon on you?
He nods.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Did they arrest you right after that, or did you get in a fight?
He nods and then shakes his head.
So you didn't get in a fight. They just arrested you. Oh. Huh. Did they hold you for a while, or did they bring you right here?
He cocks his head.
How long have you been here? How long have you been arrested?
He
A long time? A long time?
He nods.
Yeah. Were you were in another building before now? Not the Rolodex or Rooney?
He nods.
Yeah. Oh. Did you meet the commander? What's his name?
You would probably remember.
I can't think of this guy's name.
Reginald. Now I can't even remember. Reginald Humboldt, Lieutenant.
Reginald Humboldt. Did you meet Reginald Humboldt? Did he hold you?
He nods.
Yeah? Huh. All right. Well, I mean, we seem to be in a bad situation right now, but I'm glad you're, well, sort of baby safe. I'm glad nothing happened to you.
He nods.
Do you know where we are? Do you know where we are?
He shakes his head.
What do you think about this room? I don't know. I'm going to look around the room.
Okay. So you,
I don't know, is there anything interesting? Anything?
This room is like the opposite of interesting.
Yeah, it's just walls are sheer. There's nothing to see or do. Mm-hmm. You said there's a chamber pot?
There is a chamber pot in the back right corner and a low cot on the left side.
All right. Just take a moment to inspect this. So the chamber pot is really just like a bowl or something on the ground. Is it?
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. It's not like there's anything attached to the wall or anything I can.
No plumbing. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. How about the door? Let's take a look at the door.
There's no handle or mechanism on this side. It's just flush and sheer. It seems pretty thick metal if you knock on it.
I want to take a moment to test it. I want to throw my weight against it and see.
Okay, give me a strength check.
Okay. I'm going to switch tabs from the brick sounds. All right, strength.
Here, I'll help you. Keep those going.
Oh, crap. I forget how to do it. Oh, there we go. That's a saving throw. Wait, a strength check. Oh, it's the same.
All right, so 14. All right. You clang against the door, just like hitting a wooden object against a brick or stone. And
okay.
Nothing happens.
All right, so it's pretty solid.
Definitely.
I'm going to check to see. So they took my backpack, but I still have my long sword. I still have my shield.
Yep.
Do I have the rusty rapier and things like that?
Yep.
Okay. So whatever I would hang off my belt, I've got.
Yep.
And whatever I had on my back, I've got, as long as it wasn't in my pack.
Correct.
All right. Hey, I don't even know this guy's real name. I keep calling him Captain Clockface.
That's been his name.
Are you carrying anything? Do you still have what you, what do you have with you?
He shrugs and then he pulls out, if you remember, sort of built into his hip, he has this like, I think it was like a dagger or a knife, and he pulls that out. He still has that.
Is that all you have?
Yeah, he's not really carrying much. He doesn't have rations or anything like that, and you haven't laden him down with all of your belongings or anything, so you haven't yet treated him as a pack mule, though. Yeah. You haven't really known him to really carry anything anyway, so. But yeah, he doesn't have anything else.
Mm-hmm. I guess we should find out if we can cast. Do I just have a sense of whether or not I could use spells, or?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to actually try casting, you could try to maybe give an arcana check to see if you can feel.
Yeah, why don't I do
divine
that
energy flowing through you?
Waste something. They didn't take my holy symbol, did they?
It was on like you, right?
But they didn't take this necklace from me, right?
No.
Yeah, all right. All right, Arcana. I suck at Arcana.
Well, still pretty good. 15. You don't feel like you could cast any spells right now.
All right.
You also think that your long sword, for example, seems pretty mundane at this point.
Uh-huh.
Any of your items that are... I think that one's magical. I don't know if you have any other magical weapons, but they don't seem so magical right now.
Okay. I'm going to try banging on the door to see if anyone comes over to the door.
Okay.
Hey!
Clang, 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 clang. Clang, 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 clang. You wait for a while. You don't get any response. You also can't really hear anything out through the door, through the walls, or anything like that if you try to hear anybody else banging or yelling or anything like that. And then,
sucks.
A little while later, you're, so you got this crown on your head, right? And you feel sort of where it, most of the time it's as if basically you, it's like not even there, like it's just sitting there, but it's sort of just a part of you almost. But right now the ring where it's sort of meeting your, the top of your head, it starts to feel warm. And you think maybe it's been going on for a little while, but it's sort of warming up a little more to the point that you're starting to notice it.
Oh, I mean, does it hurt to touch?
You don't feel, it doesn't feel any different. Yeah, when you touch it with your hand, it's just sort of where it's meeting your head. It just feels like that point. It feels like it's getting warmer.
Can I take it off?
You try, but you can't. And,
What was his name? The Kingmaker.
You'd also probably remember that if this was you actually.
Yeah.
Xantress, the Kingmaker.
I just, Xantress, that's right, Xantress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a risk. Xantress, do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. I don't remember his voice. I think it was kind of low and like this. And it sounds like it's coming from behind you.
Oh, I'm going to whip around. See there?
Just all you see is clock face.
Wait. Did you just talk to me?
Who? Me?
I'm looking at clock face.
Okay. It seems like the voice is emanating from clock face. His face is painted on, so it's not like you're seeing a mouth move or anything like that. But if as far as you can tell, the voice seems like it's emanating from there.
Captain Clockface, are you talking?
Him? No, it's me. You just called me. You don't know who I am?
No, I just don't know why you are speaking out of my friend.
Maybe make a point or get through to you. I'm a little bit disappointed, I must say, with you.
Why are you disappointed?
What are you doing with the gift that I've given you? How are you in this position? Look around you.
I sort of mockingly look around the room.
Yeah. And you'll notice that the Captain Clockface basically is the figure himself is motionless, like he's like still like a statue basically. But this voice is still emanating from that.
So there's nothing actually moving. It's just the voice is coming out of the
correct.
Out of the space where he is.
Mm-hmm.
What expectation do you have?
I just expected more from you. I mean, with what I gave you, the gift that you took, that I graciously gave, and you end up locked away. What's going to become of you? Are they going to execute you or lock you away forever? How is that a good use of my powers?
Are you really that powerful?
Do you not feel what courses through your veins after speaking with me?
I mean, can you open doors?
I can do many things. Why do you need me to?
I don't know what you have in mind for this gift, but I thought I could use it to get back home.
I mean, maybe. Do you think maybe you need more?
More?
Mm-hmm.
More gifts?
More of the gift.
What, these things aren't free, are they?
I mean, free? I mean, what's free? What is cost? Did I charge you for my gift before?
Oh, I don't think so, but you seem to have expectations of
me. It's not like I gave you a... It's not like I said, if you go to prison, then I'll take my gift away. That's not clearly not what I'm saying. I'm thinking maybe you could use more. Seems like it wasn't enough.
Maybe I'm just not using it properly.
Maybe.
Maybe I need to be just a little more forceful.
Potentially. It certainly couldn't hurt. But I can help you put a little more oomph behind it.
Where are we going with this? I mean, well, I can't stay here.
No, you can't.
I don't see any way out.
Well, I can help with that, too.
I have no magic.
Well, we can fix that. If you like.
Somehow need to get home.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made this promise to Will that I have to keep.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's some other way. Why am I telling you this?
Mm-hmm. Ah. It's not like I don't know.
What, can you read my mind?
I know things.
Do you know why I can't sleep?
Maybe. So anyway,
listen, no question. I need to get out of here.
And I think you were on the right lines about maybe being a little more forceful. So what do you say? A little more power behind that force? I'll give you a little twist, too. Show your friend Will a little surprise, if you'd like.
What? What are you going to do to Will?
Just give you the ability to surprise him yourself. I think it'd be pretty fun. You'd all get a big laugh out of it, I think.
I don't know what... I mean, do I have a sense from talking to him that there's something really not right about this, or I mean, so I guess I knew before that I was being sort of injured back in the castle, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure if Bathwick ever really understood that they were connected.
Right. Give me an insight check with disadvantage because you're just talking to a voice.
Okay.
We all know Bathwick's very good at those.
I mean, and I know Bathwick has no idea that there were any negative consequences to this. So, insight.
And give me it again, because it's a disadvantage.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because that was a 19 plus 1. Okay. So this one's probably going to be worse. Still pretty good. 16 plus 1. You're not mm-hmm. sure. You're not, like, convinced that this is some altruistic thing, but you're also... You know, can't say that you're being hoodwinked or anything like that.
Right. Right. So, I mean, it's clear now that he expects something of me. Or at least he, you know, expects that whoever's representing him is somehow not in jail.
Somehow not in jail, exactly.
Somehow not in jail. That's not asking much. so far I guess it doesn't seem like, and I mean, he seems to know something about, you seem to know something about my family and about what it's like in Gully's End.
Mm-hmm. What?
You seem to know some of the things that have happened to me.
Yeah, I know some things.
I mean, you've given me some hope that I could go back, and that there's even a reason to. But I guess I shouldn't have been surprised. But I'm surprised that you expect something from me.
You found, maybe I'm taking an interest and found you in this tight spot. Give you a little bit of a hard time, but I mean, I'm here to help. You clearly need. A bit of a boost.
Bathwick, I have to roll a gullibility check. all right. So, I mean,
I'm not sure how else you're going to get out of here.
You've given me plenty of power. Maybe I'm just not approaching things in the right way. Do you really think I need more?
I don't think it could hurt. I mean, I'm offering.
I mean, you're not going to not going to hurt anybody, are you? It's a little bit scary with Captain Clockface just standing there motionless. I mean, Captain Clock, you're not going to make Captain Clockface hurt anybody, are you?
No, no, no. I'm just here momentarily. He'll be back to his old self here shortly.
And you're not asking me to hurt anybody. I accept.
Great. All right. You should have no trouble getting out of here now. And,
That's it. Just like that. He just says, so. Fine.
He says, well, as we said before, and I guess it's even more true now, I think we'll probably be seeing each other pretty soon. And then suddenly Captain Clock...
What, we'll be seeing each other?
And suddenly Captain Clockface is moving again.
Oh, he's gone.
You would assume. And so you feel a bit more... I don't remember how we described it last time. More sure of yourself and more confident even more than before. You have an additional 2 added to your charisma score, bringing you up to a whopping 24, which is crazy.
Oh, that's insane.
Also, you can tell immediately that you are now completely in control and able to use your magic. And you also just inherently know that you also have the ability to cast Eldritch Blast as a cantrip.
Oh, that is sweet.
And you.
And now, Eric, just between you and I, is that all?
I don't know. All right. I'm telling you what you know. And you can cast it.
All right, I just have to write it down.
Yeah, you can cast it at, treat it as you are 10th level, so you get 2 beams of Eldritch Blast, and you'll get 3 once you hit level 11.
Okay. As a cantrip, this means I can cast it forever.
Yep, that will, basically. Just takes it. It's an action.
Holy cow. Okay. Wow, okay. Eldritch Blast, but that's, okay. That's like a sorcerer spell.
A few classes have access to it. At least one. I know definitely Warlocks do. Actually, it's just Warlock.
Okay. Will can still cast that, by the way, right?
Yep.
Okay. So it's not something that, like, Bathwack would immediately associate with some kind of corruption.
No.
Okay. All right. I don't know if you want me to keep going or if I'm going to...
Potentially, yeah. But yeah, you have your magic back. Is there anything you're going to do? Or
I first just want to... I think Bathwack is willing to wait for a little while.
Okay.
But I want to see... just want to see if I can get a little more information in any way.
Okay.
Just don't know if I have kinds of spells or anything to do that without just knocking the door down.
I think a lot of your spells are deal with knocking things down or keeping things from being knocked down.
Yeah, pretty much. I could summon Steed just to throw it in their face, but that doesn't seem very smart.
Or just to make your cell that much more cramped.
Yeah. I can cast a spell magic. Is the door just locked in the, you know, in the classical way, or is it locked by some magic?
You're not sure. Definitely locked mechanically, but it could be both.
Oh, I see. It could be both, yeah.
You could do detect magic. That would probably do it.
I don't think I have that prepared, though.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could compel the door to a duel.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I guess, they took my playing cards.
Yep.
And my paper.
Yep.
I don't have cards. They took my paper. I'm just going to have a seat on the cot and going to sort of replay the conversation in my mind that I just had.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm willing to wait a while.
Okay. What is a while?
Like I'd be willing to wait an hour or two.
Okay.
But then if nothing happens in that time period, I might try something.
Got it. I'm not sure if anything does, because you rolled the highest. So let's say if nothing happens, what would Bathwack do come an hour or two later?
Probably begin thinking about how to open that door.
Okay.
And probably to incapacitate anyone he needed to on the other side.
Okay.
And to try to open the other doors. Got get it. People out.
Cool.
I mean, it's possible that, what he's really hoping to do is to find somebody and talk with them and persuade them.
Okay.
I think that's what he's thinking.
Like a guard or something, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. A guard or even someone else. Like if he's hauled in front of somebody, he would probably try to persuade them.
Not your party members or whatever. You're talking about one of the feds. Okay.
Yep, one of the feds.
All right, cool. All right, so that's, I think, a pretty good place to stop. So then we're going to bring Gwen roll the next highest. So I'm going to message her. All righty. So where were we? Oh, yes, your cat was scared or sad that you were about to cry.
Yes.
So, yes, you are shoved into this room. You at least have your cat, so you're not completely alone. And the door clangs shut behind you. As I described, there is a low cot to your left and a chamber pot in the rear right corner.
Okay.
Your cat looks up at you and rubs against your legs.
And I'm just going to look down at Cowl and be like, Cowl, I really need some help right now. Are you able to do anything for me? Okay. Can you get in contact with Moondreamer? Oh crap! This is worse than I thought. Okay. Well, I'm gonna pet Cowl.
Okay.
And what's the door made out of?
Metal.
Is there a doorknob on this side?
There is not. It is a blank, just rectangle of metal. There's no mechanism, nothing to interact with on the inside of the door.
Okay. I want to try to just slam the door with my shoulder.
Okay.
Just to see if I can get it to...
Sure.
See what I'm dealing with.
Give me a strength check.
Okay.
Oof, 11.
11.
That's worse than Bathwack did. All right. You clang against the door, just like hitting a wooden object against a brick or stone. And nothing happens. It hurts a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels like it doesn't move at all. Like you feel no give.
All right. And is there anything under the cot?
Peer down. No, it's relatively clean. It's not like, full of dust balls or anything like that. Seems like they at least take care of the cell. You appreciate that. Celestial Confections was always spick and span. As we know.
Of course.
Yes.
I mean, if it wasn't, I'd press a digitate, but I don't think I can right now.
You can try.
Okay. Well, actually, because I wasn't able to do my dimension door, and it doesn't seem like Cowl is able to do anything for me, I'm just going to test the waters by trying to do Mage Hand to see if I can just do like some easy magic that I have.
Sure. Okay. So you're just trying to make your hand, your Mage Hand, appear.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to do anything, just to see if you can manifest it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Whatever that looks like, I don't know how Gwen calls forth her Mage Hand, but you do your thing, and no hand.
Just gonna look down at Cal and be like, Cal, we got ourselves in a little pickle here. Don't think I can break down this door. I can't do any magic. This is really bad. I don't have any treaties or candy, but I do have my weapon.
Yeah.
I want to try to hit the door with my lollipop quarterstaff.
Okay. Give me another.
See if I can dent it.
Yeah. Give me another strength check.
Okay.
It's a little better. It's 15. It's better than Bathwack did. All right.
Still not going to do anything.
You hit the door, and it's just like hitting a wooden object against a brick or stone.
Ugh.
But not really. But that's the sound that I picked. And brick hitting a sign. That sounds good.
It's closer. Like a stop sign.
Right. No dent. You kind of feel it reverberate up into your arms a little bit. You're left facing a dentless door.
Okay. At this point, Gwen is just, she's going to start like just banging on the door and be like, hey, can someone tell me what's going on here?
Okay.
I have a right to know what's going on here. Can someone just tell me what's going on?
Got it. You bang, 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 bang. You do your yelling. And the only response you get is from behind you. And you hear someone say, I think it's time to move on.
Oh, my gosh.
And you,
I'm going to turn around and be like, ooh, ooh, yeah. Ooh.
You turn around and there before you is this majestic unicorn you know so well. Moondreamer is there with you. Maybe seems like maybe scaled down a little bit. Maybe just to fit in the cell without like being like right in your face because it's pretty small. But there is your unicorn patron before you.
Okay, immediately Gwen feels so much better. She feels more calm. So she's like, what do you mean it's time to move on? Like, move on?
Oh, Gwen, what do you think I mean?
Like,
what do you know I mean?
Is it time for me to leave Morrow's Inlet?
Got it in two, I suppose.
But, like, what am I supposed to do? Like, this is, well, I guess was my livelihood. I mean, now my store is pretty much ruined. But, I mean, like move on with this group or just move on myself?
I mean, I think it's clear they need some claws and teeth. Which you have plenty of.
I do. It gets a little uncomfortable when that comes out. I'm not going to lie.
Do you think I gave you a path, a route, an exit from your clan to free you from nurturing and caring just so you could do the same kind of work here forever?
Wow. I mean, when you put it that way, I guess here I've been able to use my skills in candy making and cooking and stuff like that, but I guess I haven't really had a chance to use
wield
anything
my
else. No, absolutely not. Which I am so sorry.
Stop apologizing, Gwen.
But
I'll tell you something I'm not going to apologize for. Who do you think influenced that halfling to take your money?
Wait, you did that?
I should have known it would be too tenacious to take the hint.
Oh, wow. Gwen's going to sit down because this is a lot to take in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I see. I get that now. But okay, at this point, I'm in a little bit of a pickle now, obviously, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, this is, I just, wow, so you had him, you got him to steal my money from me?
Well, I mean, got him. I mean, it's in his nature.
Influenced him, I should say. Wow. I guess, yeah, you have a point there. I mean, there wasn't going to be much that was going to be making me leave this place. I mean, I guess I had it pretty good. I guess I was a little bit too comfortable here.
Mm.
And I really want to use the gift you gave me to help. But right now, I can't use anything.
Well, we can help with that, I'm sure. And I mean, I do feel bad a bit. So, I mean, I can help in a few ways. Check under the pillow there. And, the unicorn nods with her big unicorn head towards the pillow on the cot.
Okay. So I'm going to take a look under.
And there beneath is this small, it's like a pouch. It's a cloth, purple, glittery pouch. So the flap closed on the top, just laying there beneath the pillow.
What is this?
Why don't you investigate?
Okay. I'm going to open it up and see what's inside then.
Okay. So you open the pouch, you reach in, and as you reach in, you realize that you can pull from this pouch one serving of any sweet that you've ever made.
Oh, cool. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. So I can pull a sticky brick out of here?
And you do.
Oh. Okay, this is lovely because I am a little bit hungry right now. But I'm not sure how a sticky brick is going to help me get out of this sticky situation.
Oh. And we'll take care of that, too. And she shakes her unicorn head and her mane flops about. And you suddenly can tell you now have complete control of all your magical abilities as you had before. You could just instantly just tell.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, this is wonderful. I need to get everybody out, then.
You could certainly try. I think that you have the ability. With my help.
Okay. So, do you think that I would be able to blast open this door?
Don't ask me.
Or maybe.
Why not try?
Okay. I'm going to get Cowl behind me, obviously, and get as far away from the door as I possibly can, and I want to try to Eldritch Blast the door.
Okay. So, you start preparing, and, Moondreamer says, good luck, and disappears with a purple poof. Sort of a smoke mist just dissipates around you. And you back up against the far wall, and you're going to cast Eldritch Blast. So why don't you give me the attack roll for Eldritch Blast?
Okay.
And then I think we're going to have that be a good point to move on. Oh no. I don't have my soundboard.
Oh, natural one. Oh, she just got her magic taken away. She's just a little bit rusty here. A little bit rusty.
You do get two blasts, though, with your Eldritch Blasts. So yes. You actually do get another one. So let's roll the second one.
So she's going to be like, okay, just got my magic back. Little rusty. That was not good.
Okay, that's an 18. So we'll see what happens with that, but I think now I need, who was the next one? I think it was Rafina that rolled.
Yeah. Those.
Yep, because Will got a natural one. So if you want to hop out, can you hop into that other call? Can you?
Yeah, I can still hop into it.
You're the one that knows how to use Discord. Good. Okay.
Yes.
So you can hop in and tell Abby to come back in here if she knows how to do that. Thank you.
Awesome.
Hello? I can't see you. There you are. Hello.
Okay, I better start rolling dice. That's all I know about what you guys were doing, because I heard lots of dice rolling.
Oh, because you're in roll 20 and you hear all the dices?
Yeah, I hear it go. Ka-ching!
Ka-ching, ka-ching. Well, we'll see. So yeah, you get pushed into this cell. Pippa is pushed in with you. And then the door clangs shut behind you. Ka-chang, ka-clang. Ah! And there you are. Again, this is a very small cell. There's a low cot to the left, though I guess not so low for Rafina. And a chamber pot in the far right back corner of the cell.
Hmm. A soup pot.
All right.
I'm curious.
But yeah, you, as far as you could tell from before, you don't have any ability to cast any of your magics or anything like that. Most of your things were taken away from you. Except for your skeletal cat and the things you had on your person that weren't in your bags.
Okay.
And a Pippa starts winding her way in between your legs. Clickety-clackety. Hey,
Pipster. Hello, little Pippy-Pip-Pip. What should we do, Pipper? What do you think? Answer me! Just kidding.
She'd probably be meowing like crazy right now.
Yeah, I can sort of hear it.
Clack, clacky, clacky, clacky,
like
clack.
The ghost meow.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yes. Phantom meow.
So are you waiting to find out what I will do?
Potentially.
Melugenar, can you hear me?
You shout that out loud. And from the corner of your eye, you catch a very small movement in sort of the far left corner of the room, on the different corner from the soup pot. And I
approach.
Okay. And there's this little crack in the wall, like right where the two walls meet, and they meet the floor, that sort of corner down on the floor. And through that crack, there's something looks like being like slowly pushed through. It's very like a light tan color. It's being just ever so slowly just sort of urged through this gap, and it looks like it's maybe slightly too big, so it's taking some effort, whatever's pushing this through.
That's sort of oozing through?
No, it looks like something hard, something solid being sort of crammed through, and all of a sudden it pops through and skitters out onto the floor in front of you.
Oh, and it has legs.
No. It just sort of skitters along the floor and comes to a stop. And I don't know if Rafina would recognize it, but Abby would recognize it as a macadamia nut.
Oh.
And quickly behind it emerges a small earthworm.
Well, hello.
Scurries
I'm so
up
happy
to it.
To see you.
Yeah, scurries up to it and pushes it closer towards you, the macadamia nut, now that it's free of this crack.
I feel like I should eat this. The almond didn't hurt me.
It did not.
I'm going to have this macadamia nut. Thank you, earthworm. If it kills me, I'm going to be annoyed, but I don't think it will, so I'm going to eat it.
All right. Man, I wish I could just put stuff in front of Will and he would eat it. It'd be great. All right. So yeah, you pop the macadamia nut in your mouth. Tastes great. I feel like Rafina probably knows of these types of things, so she would recognize it, and it tastes like she would expect it to taste.
Protein.
So yes, you feel invigorated. You also gain 2 permanent hit points added to your maximum.
Oh, I shall take care of that.
And also, you sense and can tell somehow, you just know that. So you have the spell, right, where you have speak with animals or whatever,
mm-hmm.
which you've cast a few times now. It's a similar feeling, but it's very specific. You can tell that you have the ability to speak with annelids and arthropods.
What's the first word mean?
It's like earthworms.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. And arthropods are like lobsters.
Arthropods are like...
spiders?
Invertebrate having an exoskeleton, like insects, arachnids, crustaceans. Yeah, all of those types of things.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Butterflies.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Did I happen to meet you previously?
Oh, no. We've never met before.
Well, thank you for answering my call, if that's what you were doing.
Well, I thought you were somewhere nearby, and that just helped me to track you down a little more easily.
Aww. So, this is the second nut I've gotten from a bug. Can you tell me?
I'm not a bug. I'm an annelid.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm very embarrassed. Oh, crap.
Oh, no, that's okay. It's not offensive. Ugh. It's just incorrect. I'm sorry. I have the propensity to correct people sometimes when they get things wrong.
Precision is important. Mm-hmm. I hope I didn't offend.
No.
Yes, well, could you tell me about the nut-carrying worm slash other creature situation?
Hmm? The nut-carrying worm creature situation.
Why do I keep getting nuts?
Oh, we like you.
Oh, well, thanks.
You helped us.
Well, I like you too. That's so lovely. Any chance you know how I can get out of here with all my friends?
I don't know. Where are you? Where are we?
Oh, well, this is prison, apparently.
Oh, I've never been to prison.
Yeah, me neither.
Worm prison's bad.
Yeah, I think they might try to make something out of soup.
Oh?
Or soup out of something is what I meant to say.
Something out of soup.
Speaking this worm tongue is really screwing up my brain.
You'll get there. It's new for you.
So apparently we're not able to leave. And we would like to leave. We have some other things we need to be doing. And we've been unfairly imprisoned, we're pretty sure. Or at least we are imprisoned for things we didn't realize were wrong, which is sort of the same thing as being innocent.
Yeah, I've heard that ignorance is not a valid defense in these sort of situations. That's what
you
I hear anyway.
You really are a precise worm, aren't you?
Precision is everything.
Okay, well, it's true, but we would like to at least be able to plead our side of things, and we would like to get out. This is not part of my plan for the day. Any chance you know Mel Yuganar or could help us escape these walls?
Mel Yuganar? Well, that's my granduncle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He was very kind to me and said that I could call upon him.
Oh, interesting. I mean, I'm sure he probably could help. Did he tell you how to call him?
I thought I just would say his name.
He did tell you something very specific. You probably remember, this is side of the out I've given to a few of your colleagues already, and that if this were actually you, you'd probably remember the conversation you had with the giant worm, so I'll probably just tell you.
I do.
Yeah, you would remember. Maybe Abby doesn't, because that was like months ago. Yeah, it wasn't so long ago for Rafina, and also very memorable.
I don't have my notes up. I'm sorry.
It's all good. You specifically were told to sing his name three times.
I knew it had to do with three times. I was remembering it was like Beetlejuice. Okay.
It's just like Beetlejuice. He wasn't black and white striped, though.
He said to sing his name. I guess I should try it.
I mean, potentially. I was actually looking for you. I wanted to tell you, there seems to be, and the worm head sort of pokes up and then looks left and right in a very human way, as if like he's looking for somebody listening, and he squirms a little bit closer. There seems to be somebody following you.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean an insect?
An arthropod.
Is it a centipede?
It is! How did you know? It's a big one!
Oh, he's spoken to me already. I know this arthropod. I have a relationship with this arthropod. I can say it, I promise.
Arthur. His name is Arthur.
Arthur the arthropod. He's an okay arthropod. We're good with him.
Yeah.
So thank you for letting me know.
He seemed okay to me, too.
Weird? Okay, good.
Well, yeah. I mean, he hasn't eaten any worms.
Oh.
Usually they do.
Yes. No, this one wouldn't. Yeah, he's not actually a centipede. Millipede. He's not actually a peed.
Oh.
Yes, and that's a mystery I have not solved yet, and I would love to be able to. Is he here? Is he around?
I'm not sure. We still try to stay away from him. He's quite big, and again, centipedes, scary things for worms.
Yeah. Bernard!
Hmm?
Are you nearby? Probably can't get through that hole, huh? If you had trouble getting the macadamia nut through.
Yeah, I don't know if he'd fit in here. This place is locked down pretty tight.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, well.
How are you?
Well, I'd like to get out, but I'm good.
That's good. Where are you from?
Oh, where am I from? I'm from Bear Toggle.
Oh, Bear Toggle.
Yeah.
I've been to Bear Toggle. It's been a while.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you travel a lot?
Oh, all over the place.
Really?
Yep. When the earth is your highway, the world is your something.
Rest stop.
The world is your giant ball of twine.
Well, I am wondering how you learned about me in the first place.
Well, I mean, word gets around in the annelid community.
Well, that's cool.
You set a bunch of us free. We're locked up in a can, and you set us in our various places where we could get away and squirm down into the earth and get back on that ground highway.
That was a good day. I enjoyed that.
We did too.
Can you tell me something?
What?
Why wouldn't I have registered through a magical contraption when everyone else did? Can you tell that there's something different about me from everyone else in my group?
I don't think any of them ever freed us from a can.
Well.
But you're asking if I could, like, sense something mystical?
Yeah.
I'm just a worm.
Just a worm?
Maybe, are you the only one from Bear Toggle? Is that it?
No, actually I'm not.
Hmm.
There's another one from Bear Toggle, another halfling.
Okay.
Well, worm.
Yes.
May I call you by your first name?
Yes, you may.
As long as it's not Galdar.
Oh, no. It's Millicent.
Oh, hello, Millicent.
Hello.
I just love that name.
Oh, you do? Thank you.
Delightful to make your acquaintance.
Thank you. You as well.
If you'd like to, you can always travel with us. We can always use more NPCs.
I mean, certainly, I can travel nearby anyway and pop up when it's convenient and remembered.
Yes, I appreciate that. That's
I've been meaning.
Lovely.
Are you going back to Bear Toggle? I've been meaning to return there at some point myself anyway.
We do wish to go to Bear Toggle eventually.
Oh.
If we can get out of this, shall we say, can of worms.
I've always wanted to tunnel under the Toggle Dam. It's quite an achievement that many of our folks talk about. And
is it something that has ever been accomplished?
Oh, yes, plenty of times. It's just fun.
Really?
Abby, Rafina has never heard of the Toggle Dam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was just me.
It's both of you.
The Toggle Dam? I don't know where that is. Are you sure that's not on in a different part of this Six Rivers land?
Wait, you're from Bear Toggle and you don't know the Toggle Dam?
No, I do not.
It's like the defining feature of Bear Toggle.
What? Wait, does that mean that... Wait, is there no place for my raft to sail across the Bear Toggle now? Wait,
where
is this dam?
Where, by Bear Toggle? I mean, I...
The Bear Toggle River.
Oh, yes. I mean, we're near the river now, but
I know.
Once you get close
but
to
Bear Toggle.
Oh, in Bear Toggle? No. No, there's there's Bear Toggle Lake, which is massive. I don't know if you'd be ferrying anybody across that, and then the dam, you know, blocks it up to a mere trickle through the city.
Rafina staggers and almost trips and falls into the chamber pot.
But just continues to stagger.
Just staggers and catches herself very gratefully. Gracefully is the word.
And gratefully. Thank you, thing I caught myself on. Thank you.
I don't understand. When was this built?
Oh, it's been there forever.
No.
I mean, for a long time, anyway. Decades.
Decades? I really feel like there's a wormhole or something. No offense.
That's oh, what, none that's taken.
Just what we call
There's
it.
Plenty of wormholes. I just came through one.
Yes, yes. But I meant with time.
Hmm.
Time. We've been in Barovia. Have you been to Barovia?
No, I've not been to Barovia. Where's that?
Don't bother.
Oh, okay.
It's oddly enough, it's in a place called Worm.
Oh, I've heard of Worm.
Oh, really? Have you been there?
No, I've never been to Worm.
Oh, yes. Yes, it was a very dark place when we were there, but then
the mist like underground. Cleared.
Like on the ground?
Like underground.
Oh, like underground. It did feel a little bit underground. We Fair. Spent some time underground. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
But oddly, when we left there, everyone seems to not remember time the way we do. It's very odd.
Hmm. Sounds very awkwardly narratively constructed.
But I'm upset about this damn.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything.
No, I'm glad you did. Thank you for telling me. Now I am in haste to return and understand what is happening. I'll have to ask Halula. Halula, can you hear me through these walls? Halula! Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, you don't get a reply.
Oh, dang it. Oh, this is very frustrating. Do you I'm have sorry. Any objection to me calling Melyuganar?
No. I wouldn't mind seeing my, whatever I said, uncle, great uncle. Great uncle. Okay. Just want to make sure I said.
Melyuganar.
All right. And as that final vibrato note sort of vibrates out. Good job, Eric. As it emanates out and starts to shake the walls of the cell and the door you're in, you realize it's not your voice that's shaking the walls and the doors, but something deep, deep beneath you. And the vibrations grow and grow and grow.
Hey, everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.